Hi, everybody. Good morning. We're doing a Facebook Live video of a little worshipful gathering time this morning. And so if you are here joining us, I would love to just see if you've connected and if you want to comment down below, you can share if you're here. So I'm just going to give a few moments to let people connect and sign on, and then we'll get started. I hope that if you are joining us this morning, that you brought a warm beverage. So feel free to grab that. That might help you feel more like you're at the fellowship. And if you have a chalice, then I encourage you to grab it. And if you don't have a chalice, a bowl would work, or any kind of candle would be just fine. We're going to be doing a chalice lighting in a little while. So I have my family chalice here, and I also have my little cloth that I put my chalice on that was embroidered by our partners in Transylvania, Romania. So good morning. We did our first ever Facebook Live gathering at 9 a.m. We had quite a lot of people join us for that. And we're doing it again now, the second time. And just so glad to have you join us. So grab your beverage, grab your chalice or your candle. And also, if you would, maybe a piece of paper and pen, because we're going to be talking about some things that you might want to write down. After this service is finished, I will share everything that I share with you again on our Facebook group, which is linked to the Facebook page that this stream is happening on right now. So everything will be there later, but if you want to write it down, maybe grab a piece of paper and a pen later. For later. All right, so if you're joining us for the first time ever on this Facebook Live, welcome. I'm really, really glad you're here. My name is Christina Leone Tracy. I'm one of the ministers at our fellowship, and this is unusual. We don't normally gather this way. We normally gather in our building, but these are unusual times, and right now things are happening in our world and in our community that haven't been seen in over 100 years, and we just want to honor that this is weird, and this is hard, and there's a lot going on right now. None of us has any idea how to do this, and that's okay. We're just going to be patient and gentle with each other. The thing that I've noticed in the last few days as the situation has become clearer in our community is the creativity, the generosity, and the support that people have offered each other has just been incredible to witness, and I hope that that continues as we move forward in the coming days and weeks. I know that in times of spiritual crisis, our spiritual communities are really necessary. And now, unfortunately, is the time that our scientists and our healthcare professionals are telling us that we need to stay away, that we need to stay away from each other and separate, that gathering in groups and gathering with each other in person is not physically safe. And so we want to do our best to protect people. We want to do our best to protect each other and protect those people who are the most vulnerable among us. But we also want to try to stay connected as much as we possibly can. So I just really encourage you to find those ways to connect, that we're going to be doing things here on Facebook, on our Facebook group that I just mentioned, which is a little different than our page. So if you haven't already joined our group, I really encourage you to do that. We're also going to be having opportunities on Zoom. My hope is that next Sunday we will be offering worship on Zoom instead of Facebook Live. And I'll be helping you figure out how to get connected to that at the end of this service if you don't know how. We really appreciate your patience and your support. And if you have ideas for how we might connect with each other during this time of physical separation, please send me an email or a message. So if you have your chalice or your candle, I encourage you to grab it now. We're going to light our chalice. We'll say together our words that we say each week. We light this flame as a symbol of new life, enlightening our way, as a symbol of the warmth in every human heart. Let the lighting of this flame rekindle in us the inner light of hope, of peace, and of love. May we share that light with all people. And so I hope you have your candle, your chalice, and my light here at my home is reaching out to yours, and we can feel the warmth in our community. As we prepare for the coming days and weeks, I just want to remind you, just like the words we just shared, that are the same words we say every week in our fellowship, that routines are important. You don't need to be rigid about it, but scientists and researchers have information that tell us that as much as we can keep our routines, the more likely it is that we'll be able to get through this time of crisis without a lot of harm. Trauma experts tell us that routines help mitigate that trauma. So it's going to feel a little weird to get up and get dressed like you're pretending like you're going to work, but I encourage you to do it. And if you have children at home, to try as best as you can to keep any routines that you have, because that will help keep everyone feeling safe. Now is the time to connect with each other, to call your family members, to reach out with letters, to video chat. Like I mentioned earlier, join our Facebook group, share on that group, post on that group, make suggestions for things that we could do together, participate. Now is not the time to completely isolate yourself, even though we need to be separated physically. So as a reminder, and for those of you who are new to our gatherings, we have been practicing a theme all year of healing and wholeness. How apt at this time to be talking about healing and wholeness. I promise we didn't know what was going to happen this year when we chose that theme, but I'm so glad that we're talking about healing, because we strive to bring healing to our community by following the precautions that will allow our health providers to best care for those who are sick in the coming days and weeks. And we also recognize the wholeness, both within ourselves and within our community, that we're whole even if we're not physically together, that we're still a community connected with love and purpose, and that we are whole as individuals and as families, even if our lives are going to look very different for a while. We're not the result of our actions. Remember that right now, especially as you're going to be not able to do as much as you're used to doing. You're not the result of your actions. You are not held to an impossible standard. We are loved and we are worthy, even when we fumble in this time as we try to figure out what the heck is going on. You're doing a good job and you're enough. Today was supposed to be the kickoff Sunday of our new focus, healing religiously. Many of us have experiences, positive or negative, that we bring with us from our religious or non-religious backgrounds, and we seek to explore the ways that our faith, Unitarian Universalism, can help us heal and deepen our religious life and our spiritual connections. Today, before I had to throw out my entire worship plan, I was planning on talking with you about faith. What is faith? We were going to talk about how faith was more than beliefs. It's about the journey, figuring out what we know to be true. As our fourth Unitarian Universalist principle says, that we affirm the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We were also going to talk today about trust. Faith is trust. It's trust in something beyond our own limited viewpoint, our own limited experience. This time in our world is really going to test our faith. It's going to provide us with opportunities for exploring what it is that we know to be true. for practicing doubt and wonder, and for leaning into trust in whatever ways we can. So let's consider those ideas as we move forward this morning. So if you have your children around, and even if you don't, it's time for our Wonder Box. Unfortunately, I don't have my Wonder Box with me at home, but I hope next week I will have it. But I do have an object hiding off screen, and I wonder if you have any guesses what might be hiding off screen that is going to tell us something about what we're doing today. So if you have any guesses, you can feel free to just enter them into the little text box on the bottom. I'd love to hear what you think might be inside our Wonder Box. All right, so here it is. Drum roll, please. I have a little turtle here. And this turtle reminds me of a couple things. It reminds me that this turtle pulls itself inside of its shell whenever it needs to be safe. And that's what we're doing right now. We're kind of hunkering down, pulling ourselves into our homes so that we can be safe in the world. The turtle continues to be in the world. It doesn't entirely hide itself, but let's try to be a little bit like the turtle as we hunker down and keep ourselves safe and keep our community safe from this virus. But the turtle also reminds me of a story. This is a really beautiful story, and I'm going to read it to you and show you the pictures. And even if you don't have any children nearby, this is a beautiful story based on Leo Tolstoy. It's called The Three Questions, and it's by John Muth. The Three Questions. There once was a boy named Nikolai who sometimes felt uncertain about the right way to act. "I want to be a good person," he told his friends, "but I don't always know the best way to do that." Nikolai's friends understood, and they wanted to help him. "If only I could find the answers to my three questions," Nikolai continued, "then I would always know what to do." There's Nikolai and his friends, the monkey, the dog, and the heron. When is the best time to do things? Who is the most important one? What is the right thing to do? Nikolai's friends considered his first question. Then Sonia the heron spoke. "To know the best time to do things, one must plan in advance," she said. Gogol, the monkey, who had been rooting through some leaves to find something good to eat, said, "You will know when to do things if you watch and pay close attention." Then Pushkin, the dog, who was just dozing off, rolled over and said, "You can't pay attention to everything yourself. You need a pack to keep watch and help you decide when to do things. For example, Gogol, a coconut is about to fall on your head." There's the coconut. Nikolai thought for a moment, then he asked his second question. "Who's the most important one?" "Those who are closest to heaven," said Sonia the heron, circling up into the sky. "Those who know how to heal the sick," said Gogol, stroking his bruised noggin. "Those who make the rules," growled Pushkin. Nikolai thought some more, and then he asked the third question. "What's the right thing to do?" "Flying," said Sonia. "Having fun all the time," laughed Gogol. "Fighting," barked Pushkin right away. Then the boy thought for a long while. He loved his friends. He knew they were all trying to do their best to help him answer his questions, but their answers just didn't seem right. Then an idea came to him. "I know," he thought. "I will ask Leo the turtle. He's lived a very long time. Surely he will know the answers." Nikolai hiked high up into the mountains where the old turtle lived all alone. When Nikolai arrived, he found Leo digging a garden. The turtle was old, and digging was hard for him. "I have three questions, and I have come to ask your help," Nikolai said. When is the best time to do things? Who is the most important one? What is the right thing to do? There's Nikolai going up the mountain. And there's he's visiting the old turtle, Leo. Leo listened carefully, but he only smiled. Then he went on with his digging. You must be tired, Nikolai said at last. Let me help you. The turtle gave him his shovel and thanked him. And because it was easier for a young boy to dig than it was for an old turtle, Nikolai kept on digging until the rows were finished. But just as he finished, the wind blew wildly and the rain burst from darkened clouds. As they moved toward the cottage for shelter, Nikolai suddenly heard a cry for help. Running down the path, he found a panda whose leg had been injured and by a fallen tree. Carefully, Nikolai carried her into Leo's house and made a splint for her leg with a stick of bamboo. The storm raged on, banging at the doors and windows, and the panda woke up. Where am I? Where is my child? She said. The boy ran out of the cottage and down the path. The roar of the storm was deafening. Pushing against the howling wind and drenching rain, he ran farther into the forest, and there he found the panda's child, cold and shivering on the ground. There's the baby panda. The little panda was wet and scared, but alive. Nikolai carried her inside and made her warm and dry, and then he laid her in her mother's arms. Leo smiled when he saw what the boy had done. Yesterday, if you had not stayed... Oh, I think I missed a page. The next morning, the sun was warm, birds sang, and all was well with the world. The panda's leg was healing nicely, and she thanked Nikolai for saving her and her baby from the storm. At that moment, Sonia, Gogol, and Pushkin arrived to make sure everyone was all right. Nikolai felt great peace within himself. He had wonderful friends, and he had saved the panda and her child, but he was also feeling disappointed. He had not found the answers to his three questions. So he asked Leo one more time. The old turtle looked at the boy. But your questions have been answered, he said. They have, said the boy. Yesterday, if you had not stayed to help me dig my garden, you wouldn't have heard the panda's cry for help. Therefore, the most important time was the time you spent digging in the garden. The most important one at that moment was me. And the most important thing to do was to help me in my garden. Later, when you found the injured panda, the most important time was the time you spent mending her leg and saving her child. The most important ones were the panda and her baby. And the most important thing to do was to take care of them and make them safe. Remember then that there is only one important time, and that time is now. The most important one is the one you are with. And the most important thing is to do good for the one who is by your side. For these, my dear boy, are the answers to what is most important in the world. This is why we are here. The end. So I hope our turtle reminds us that it's important to remember that the people we are with, whether we're with them in our homes or with them in our community or we're just with them in our hearts, that those people are the most important, that we take care of ourselves and the people we love. And that right now we're trying to just figure out how to be in the moment. We're probably going to get caught up a lot in the coming days and weeks with all the things we have to do to prepare, to stay busy, to respond. And that's important, but sometimes it's really important just to be present to what's happening in your own heart, in your own home, and in your community. So let's just remember that as we move forward. So normally on a Sunday morning, we would take time for generosity. We would pass our offering baskets and encourage you to give of your financial resources to support the life-giving work of our fellowship. Today was scheduled to be a special collection for our ministerial discretionary fund. We have a fund that is set aside so that our ministers, me and Reverend Leah, our associate minister, can use that money to give to people when they are in need. We provide one-time financial assistance for things like rent, utility or medical bills, car repairs, food, things like that. And we realized recently that that fund was getting a little bit low, and we expect that the next several weeks will put a strain on that fund because additional people are going to need to take time off from work, perhaps unpaid time, or have additional costs like childcare or medical expenses. Now, we currently do not have an online giving option. We're working on getting one set up, but we encourage you, if you're able to give, to write a check. I prefer a check if possible. If not, cash is fine. You can put that check in our fellowship's mail slot. We have a mailbox at the edge of our driveway near our parking lot, and there's a little slot that you can drop mail in if you want to drive it over there today or tomorrow. Our building is closed, so you'd have to just put it in that mailbox. Otherwise, if you just want to stay home, you can put it in your mailbox and just mail it to us, and it'll get to us in a few days. Our address, if you want to write this down, is 2600 Philip Lane, P-H-I-L-I-P, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54915. Write your check out to the fellowship and put the ministerial discretionary fund in the subject line, or you can just abbreviate it to MDF. And I also want to remind you that we are in the middle of our annual stewardship campaign. That's when we encourage everyone to make a pledge to tell us how much they will be able to give financially in the coming year so that we can plan our budget. This is the time that we do that work of getting people to make their pledges. And these closures have really thrown a wrench into our campaign. So please, 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 please go to our website and fill out your pledge form online. You can go to the website at fvuuf.org. That's the acronym for our name, Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. And click the tab About Us, and then go down to Stewardship Drive. That will bring you to our page with all the information about our stewardship campaign, including a link on the right side of the page to do your pledge form online. Really easy. You don't even have to mail anything in. So if you haven't done it yet, please do so by March 29th. And if you turn your pledge in person, by mail or online, by March 29th, you'll be entered into some prize drawings that we're doing that day. So I really encourage you to do that so maybe you can win a prize. And we've been scheduling stewardship testimonials where members have spoken to the congregation about what the fellowship means to them. And today, Amanda Cramp was scheduled to do a stewardship testimonial. And unfortunately, with this technology, I'm not able to bring Amanda in, but I know she worked hard on that testimonial and she has promised that she will video herself giving the testimonial and post that video on our Facebook group. Thank you, Amanda. We're looking forward to hearing about why you're a part of the fellowship and why you and your family participate and give. So let's just settle ourselves into our seats wherever you are, and we're going to not be sharing joys and concerns on this format, because the people who submitted joys and concerns this past week didn't know that that they would be broadcast on Facebook Live. So I don't want to provide any breach of confidentiality. So we will be sending out the joys and concerns email that we send out every single week. So check your email. And if you didn't get that joys and concerns email, then you're not on our list. And if you would like to be, then you can contact our secretary, Cindy, at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at F-V-U-U-F.org. In the future, hopefully starting next week, if we are on Zoom, and we'll be able to inform people if they share joys and concerns, we will resume our practice of sharing joys and concerns in future worship. Reverend Leah is available, as always, for pastoral care during normal business hours. You can call the fellowship office, 920-731-0849, and leave her a voicemail at extension number 3. That's her her voicemail extension. We're checking our voicemail remotely. Or you can always send her an email to Leah, L-E-A-H, at F-V-U-U-F.org. But Leah has also made herself available today through noon, through 12 o'clock noon, at our new care number, which is 920-931-2844. So if you're just feeling a lot of anxiety, or you're just feeling like you need to check in with somebody about what's going on in the world, Leah has made herself available today at that number until noon. I want to just invite us to center ourselves with our flame or whatever you have in your room. Just take a few deep breaths in silence together to honor what is held in your own heart and what's clearly being shared in our community right now. So let's just take some deep breaths together. Let's come back together, open our eyes. It's important to take moments of silence and to remember to breathe, especially when we're feeling anxious. I have a reading, a poem to share with you by my colleague, UU minister, Reverend Lee Allison Paxula. She wrote this for these times that we're currently living in. Blessed are the elderly and the immunosuppressed. Blessed are the anxious and the irritable. Blessed are the ones who use humor to get by, the ones who could use a vacation anyway, the ones who fear for their life. Blessed are the ones who are sick of it, all the flawed logic and the security theater. Blessed are the ones who cry out, "This is why we need a safety net, a kinder society, a new world." Blessed are the healthcare workers, the administrators catching heat for every decision, the messengers with no power over the message. Blessed are the sad and the lonely. Blessed are the healthy and the sick, the well and the unwell. Blessed are all of us just trying to do our best. Blessed are those who stay kind and clear, who keep our eyes open to each other. Blessed is our neighbor. Blessed are we all. Blessed are we all. And I have a second reading to share with you this morning by the UU minister, Reverend Rebecca Parker, who is calling on our Universalist ancestors in this short reading. Our Universalist ancestors remind us that God, the God of their understanding and the God of ours, is a God of love, one that embraces everyone, regardless of what we believe or do, and that that God would never create a place called hell, and that that love just wraps around all of us. And right now in this time, as we think about faith and trust, I invite you to sort of sit back into that love and hear this reading, which is very short. I'm going to repeat it several times, and I want you to just join me from home whenever you're ready. It goes like this. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding all that I love. There is a love holding all. And I do this with my hands. Me, all that I love, and then I go big. All. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding all that I love. There is a love holding all. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding all that I love. There is a love holding all. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding all that I love. There is a love holding all. One more time. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding all that I love. There is a love holding all. As we enter into the next few days and weeks, let's try to connect ourselves to that love in our own hearts, in the community that we create together, and in the wider world and in the universe. Tap into that love as much as you can, and let's try to be worthy of that love, to try to live in a way out of that love. We're going to get ready to extinguish our chalices. And after the chalice extinguishing words and the closing words, you can log off of this feed if you are ready when that time comes. But if you want to stay after the closing words, I'll be doing a short tutorial with a little bit of information about how to connect to Zoom. So get your chalice or your candle ready, and let's say together the words we say each week in our fellowship to extinguish our chalice flame. As we extinguish this flame, let us go our ways with hope in our hearts, with our spirits renewed, and with a deeper understanding of life's mystery. Let us carry the light of compassion and commitment to build a better world. Go in care for yourself and your community. Go in connection, even in our hearts. And go in peace, knowing that we embrace each other, even now, from a distance. Amen. Thank you all for joining us. If you want to stay connected now, to hear a little bit about Zoom, you're welcome to stay. Otherwise, our service has come to an end. So if you have never logged on to Zoom before, I encourage you to give it a try in the today or tomorrow, because pretty soon we'll be sending out by email and other formats. On this Facebook group, we'll be sending out links to Zoom opportunities where we will connect. We'll have small groups. We'll have other opportunities. We'll also have some activities that you can do online on your own time that aren't live. But better now to figure out how to get on Zoom than later. So go to the website up in your browser, up at the top of your internet browser, and type in Zoom, Z-O-O-M .us/test, T-E-S-T. And if you go to that website, you'll click on the blue button to join. And if you don't have Zoom installed on your device, your phone or your tablet or your computer, then you will be prompted by that website to install it. It will say, do you want to install? And you'll say yes, and you'll just keep clicking yes until it's done. And once you do that, it will be installed on your device. You only have to do it once. So once it's installed, a test message should appear that will allow you to test your speakers, your microphone, and your video camera so that we can engage with each other face to face like this. If that test doesn't pop up, then close your browser, open it again, and type that back in. Zoom.us/test. And then it will prompt you to test all of those things. So that'll just give you a chance. You won't be live. No one will be able to see or hear you. You can just connect to see if everything's working that way. So once you have it installed on your device, I found a handy tutorial video that was made just this week. So it's up to date. And it was made by our UU colleague at the Church of the Larger Fellowship, which is a completely online UU church. So they know what they're doing at this time. And they made this video, and I created a short link for you. So if you type into your browser tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/ZoomUU. All one word, it doesn't matter if it's capitalized or not, tinyurl.com/ZoomUU. And that will redirect you to a website with this video that you can click play and you can watch the video, which will be a tutorial about how to use Zoom and all the different features. So I hope that that helps. And if that doesn't help, then you can call our office, see if somebody can help you, or just connect with a friend or a family member who might be able to help you get connected. So thank you so much. We hope that next week we'll be able to add, we'll be doing worship hopefully on Zoom, and we'll be able to have music and other options in that way. But today was a little bit short notice, so I'm doing this from my home. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon, even if just virtually. Goodbye.